Thank you, Chair. Firstly, as this is the first time my delegation is taking the floor, I'd like to congratulate you on assuming the role of chair, and you can count on my delegation's full support. We also greatly appreciate the manner in which you're conducting this meeting, as we're very interested in our current discussion. Regarding the text on the screen, my delegation wishes to contribute some comments for consideration. On the first bullet, technologies that enable versus weapon systems, my delegation believes that we should focus on autonomous weapon systems and not emerging technologies. And furthermore, as some of other delegations have highlighted and indicated, we believe that we should also be inserting the concept of fully autonomous to our discussion. Systems that are fully autonomous would leave no room for appropriate human involvement and would be unacceptable on that basis. And as we know, war must remain at its roots a human enterprise. On the second bullet, my delegation's preference would also be on once activated. However, we would caution that once activated seems to imply that a human will activate the autonomous weapon system, yet the use of the passive voice here leaves open the possibility that some other autonomous systems could activate. On the next bullet, my delegation's preference here would be to identify, select, and engage. Subsequent bullet, we would agree with apply force. And under further direct or concurrent, we prefer further intervention by a human is also acceptable for my delegation. It does imply that there's some initial intervention by a human before activation or upon activation, and it seems to rule out self-activation. We think this could be further explored, as in theory, a human might activate this autonomous weapon system in an environment where it can easily respect targeting rules, proportionality, the commander's intentions, and other assigned requirements. Like most weapon systems, this autonomous weapon system might behave lawfully and in some situations or in other certain conditions, but not in other situations. We must also consider the operational context. And finally, intervention by a human operator. Adding human could be a workable addition for my delegation, as it adds a degree of clarity, and this would need to be consistent throughout, including human combatants, etc. I thank you.